We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 30, text 8. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Varam Vrinidvam Bhatram Vaha Yuyam Me Nripanandanaha Sauhardena Aprithak Dharmaha Tushtaha Aham Sauridena Vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Varam Vrinidvam Bhatrambo. Yuyam Me Nripanandanaha. Sauhadena Prithak Dharmas. Tushto Aham Sauridena Vaha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Varam Vrinidvam Bhatrambo. Yuyam Me Nripanandanaha. Sauhadena Prithak Dharmas. Tushto Aham Sauridena Vaha. Ladies, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Varam, benediction. Vrinidvam, ask. Bhatram, good fortune. Vaha, of you. Yuyam, you. Me, from me. Nripanandanaha, O sons of the king.
Sauhardena.
By friendship.
Apritak.
Non-different.
Dharmaha.
Occupation. Tushtaha. Pleased. Aham.
I.
Sauridena.
By friendship.
Vaha.
Of you.
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction from me." Purport. Since the sons of King Prachinabahishad were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachinabahishad was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have a different interest. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently, they cannot be united. This unity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There's only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there's some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benediction to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachinabahishad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Bhagavan uvacha varam vrinidvam bhatram vo yuyam me nripanandanaha sauhadina prithak dharmas tushto aham saudidena vaha. One more time the verse. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I'm very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I'm so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction from me." Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahiyam Tadati Sapadantikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I have to apologize a little bit. My voice is not so good. But I hope it will make it. So in this particular verse, Yuyam means all of you, plural. And apritak means non-different or united, apritak. And of course, the opposite, pritak. Pritak means disunited, far apart, differently, singly. And a Saudidena means by friendship and by love. So this was the specific quality of the sons of the king. They were apritak, non-different, although of course individual souls, personalities, they were united in devotional service. And this, as mentioned in this verse, is very pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if Krishna is pleased, then he is willing to give all sorts of benediction, as mentioned in this verse. But my theme is for today's class, cooperation. I would like to talk a little bit about cooperation. Cooperation means working or acting together for a common purpose, for a common goal, a joint action. Srila Prabhupada once told a story of a family man who returned home from work after a whole day of hard work. He felt very exhausted and asked his sons to give him a nice massage. But unfortunately, his sons, they were not very united. They had a tendency to quarrel, fight with each other. So while giving massage to the various limbs of the body of father, they began to quarrel, fighting with each other, calling each other bad names, and even slapping each other. And while fighting in this way, one of the sons was pulling the leg this way, the other one, the other leg in a different direction, arm this way, and then sometimes slapping the father also while quarreling and fighting. And at one point, father was screaming, stop this, you're killing me. Because they were not united, they were not successful in giving a soothing massage, a pleasing massage to father. Instead, father was very disturbed. So Srila Prabhupada himself told that story and commented by making the point that if the disciples of Guru quarrel among each other to the point of displeasing him, and that is not good, this is not wanted. But sometimes, looking a little bit into the past, while Srila Prabhupada was present among us, sometimes we hear the good old days, of course, related to Srila Prabhupada, it cannot be more true. But not everything was good. Unfortunately, even his leading disciples, they had this tendency to quarrel. I remember all the way back, 75, 76, 77, the GBC meetings, I still remember, because I was a little bit curious, what is going on in the meetings, chanting japa a little bit away from the entrance door. And I remember on a regular basis, the door just burst open and one of the GBC members came out shouting, screaming, slamming the door, So much. So I thought, wow, heavy leaders. I believe at that time we thought to be heavy, it is equivalent to being a strong leader. To be heavy, to shout, to scream. But actually that was not very pleasing. And in various letters and even purpose and classes, Srila Prabhupada pointed to his satisfaction. He was not pleased, he was not satisfied when his leading disciples were quarreling with each other. It is not pleasing. This is why he told that story. And in a letter to Madhu Mangal, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "We must exist on cooperation. Otherwise the whole thing is doomed if we simply go on fighting over some small things." Of course we thought these are not small things. But actually if you consider Srila Prabhupada's vision, the projects he initiated for us, the future of ISKCON, these were very, very insignificant small things, the kindergarten stuff. So Prabhupada wrote in his letter, if we continue fighting over these small, ridiculous things, and this will, everything will be doomed. So such an important point, cooperation. There are many reasons. Just recently I checked a little bit research on the internet, why organizations, religious organizations or any ordinary organizations, projects, why they fail. I took a little bit interest in that. And I give you the main reasons for it. Of course the reasons can be infinite, but they analyzed 8 of the most important reasons. They are undefined objectives and goals. Poorly defined roles and responsibilities, poor management, team weaknesses, lack of management commitment, poor communication, insufficient resources, that relates to funding and personnel, and ignoring project warning signs. These are the 8 main reasons why any project or society's organizations fail to function. And out of these 8, the 5 reasons are related to interaction, collaboration, cooperation. The 5 of 8 are related to that. We should do kirtan. Just hang on for a few more seconds a minute. The hearing is, philosophy is also important. We have to give classes. The Srila Prabhupada gave us objectives and goals, and which are contained in the 7 purposes of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada gave an entire outline. He gave us everything. Of course, we have to further unfold these projects, objectives. We have to, very important to maintain them and to further develop them, to expand them. Now, this is our task. And he gave us roles and responsibilities. Of course, they increase more and more. And he gave us management principles. It's not that we have to start from scratch. Prabhupada gave us everything. And our task, specific task, is in cooperation to develop what Prabhupada gave us more and more, expand it more and more. But one thing we have to work on, this is our individual task. In Srila Prabhupada's teachings, we, just like in this verse, particular verse, and specifically Srila Prabhupada's purport, again, the importance is being emphasized to cooperate, but we have to do it. We have to learn how to do it. And it's so exciting that I think is for the first time in history, in the history of ISKCON, that leading senior members of this movement, GBC members, gurus, sannyasis, senior devotees, they all came together. They sat together, they talked about issues, they talked about perhaps even differences of opinion, but they sorted these differences out in some way. There was a general agreement. So inspiring that we actually able to sit down, associate with each other, without getting on, you know, jumping on each other's throat and neck. That willingness, ability to sit down, associate, listen to each other, the hairs are standing on end. If you compare, you know, with the past, this is such a tremendous progress our movement made. But sometimes I feel we should really apologize to Srila Prabhupada about the past, how we behaved. It gave so much pain to Prabhupada. But nonetheless, it's never too late. And now it has been possible. And hopefully in 2014 again we have the ILS meeting, and hopefully more and more of our leaders will come to share their visions, their understanding of how Srila Prabhupada wanted, what he wanted from us, the future of this movement, share our visions, opinions, realizations, and of course inspire each other about our various services. It's such a wonderful event. So we have to work on this saurida, saurida, affection, friendship, and love. And we have to sincerely work on that. In one verse of the Bhagavad Gita, the different kinds of friends are being described, beginning with the surit. Surit, that's the most intimate and close friend anyone can have. But such a friend, he only thinks about the welfare. He only thinks about the welfare and good of the other friend. He doesn't have any other issues. Only concerned, are you happy? Is everything all right with you? How can I serve you? How can I assist you? That's the surit. Suritam sarva bhutanam. Lord Krishna uses that root. Suritam surit. He is the benefactor and the well-wisher of all living entities. So that particular word we find in this, in the today's verse. This is what is being expected from us. That all the members of this Krishna consciousness movement become surit. Only concerned about the welfare of others. Of course, not only ISKCON members, the entire world. Because that is Lord Krishna's position and that is Lord Krishna's desire, to benefit everybody. Then an ordinary friend is described as Mitra, and the Udasina, he's neutral. And then the mediator, that's the Matyastha is a mediator. If you cannot cooperate with someone, you have, and you're into loggerheads, someone, then the mediator is coming. Now what's the problem? Let's try to mediate. That's Matyastha. So these are different types of friends. And that's a challenge. We are being challenged to come up, to develop our relationship to that level of only thinking about the benefit and welfare of the others, of the other devotees, our peers, and of course the entire world. So this will be the basis, this kind of relationship, that's the basis for a good management, for teamwork, good communication, sufficient personnel, because this will attract such a relationship, such a society will attract so many people. When we came to Krishna consciousness, this is what we noticed. There's a very, very tight relationship. Because we are all doing the same thing, we have the same goal, and we are going through ups and downs in our spiritual life. The bondage is very, very strong. But even that we have to develop further and further and further. And begin to feel and manifest in practical terms this kind of close relation, friendly relationship. So in order to serve these seven purposes Srila Prabhupada has given us successfully, then we need to cooperate. Otherwise it will not be possible. And the first purpose of these seven purposes is related to spreading Krishna consciousness, preaching. The preaching for Srila Prabhupada meant to educate people in spiritual knowledge and spiritual life all over the world. In order to fulfill that first purpose of the seven purposes, that we need to cooperate. I'm always thinking, over the time, I'm thinking more and more, how little we factually spread Krishna consciousness. I don't want to, from that perspective. Once I was riding on an airplane flying to New York from Europe, and there were two people sitting next to me, left side, right side, one businesswoman and one businessman. So naturally, they ask, what are you doing? Are you a monk? I said, yeah, I'm from the Hare Krishna movement. You don't know? No. They were from New York. Never heard about Krishna consciousness movement. So I thought, wow. I explained a little bit, did some preaching, and they took interest. Fortunately, I had a couple of books. I told them, second hand, and I'm reading. No, it doesn't matter. So I could give them some books. But I was amazed. They were from New York, living in New York, never heard about us. It's not that just because we meet a few people here and there on the street, we do a public program here and there, that doesn't mean that everybody knows about Krishna consciousness. In the early days, I remember, we tend to do much more preaching. There's so many articles about Krishna consciousness in newspapers and magazines, TV, on a regular basis. Some news, some report about us. That tends to deteriorate. Not so much any longer. So that's a tall task, to educate everyone in this world, the entire population, spiritually educate, inform them, give them Krishna consciousness, train them. This is not impossible to do it in an isolated way. Now I might think, I know what Srila Prabhupada wants, I know his teachings, you don't have to tell me anything. But what about all these objectives and projects Srila Prabhupada gave us? Now what a vision. What about that? Can you put this into and move this into the world of world of action? Can you do that? I'm giving a yes by giving a practical example how to practice Krishna consciousness. Just look at my sadhana. I chant my rounds very nicely every day. I know the philosophy. I'm preaching. That's necessary for everyone, to give a good example. But what about the other things? What about all the projects Srila Prabhupada wanted? Just like the Vedic Planetarium. the temple. What's the shortcut? The T-O-V-P. T-O-V-P. What about that? The temple of the Vedic planetarium, which is manifesting just in front of our eyes. What a project. Can anybody do this single-handedly? I will do it. I will take care of it. No way. Such a amazing project. 360 feet high. It's about 110 meters, right? Approximately 110 meters. So much funds are being required, fundraising all over the world. In our meetings, we talked about what was it, square foot what? Square foot campaign. This is one of the possibilities to realize the completion of that project. Otherwise, it will not be possible. The funds, of course, had been generated. Everybody knows His Grace Ambarish Prabhu. He is just amazing. But still, so much more is required. And that is only possible by cooperation worldwide. Every single devotee has to participate. Doesn't matter to what extent, but everybody must participate. There's so many other international projects we have. This is only one example in front of our eyes, which requires the cooperation of each and every devotee. We have so many other important projects, and they're crying for support, for help. We must cooperate. Like Ambarish Prabhu, he mentioned when he made this year, just a few days ago, the presentation about the temple project. He mentioned, now it's too late, we cannot return. At this point, we cannot just tell us, okay, it doesn't work out, forget about it. We don't even have the funds to dismantle the whole thing. There's no return. We have to go on, we have to continue. And Krishna will help. But we have to endeavor, we have to try, we have to sincerely endeavor, we have to go out and move to the front. We have to cooperate. And that requires humility. It's always easy to do your own thing. So many conflicts, so many problems, I just do my own thing. That everybody, you don't need any, require special skills for that. But to sit down, listen to the perhaps critics of others, different opinions. Leaders, they always tend to be very strong-headed. That's why they're leaders. They have a strong voice. But then again, to sit together, associate, in practical terms. Now, we heard so many times the importance of cooperation. But I talk about the practical application of it. That we sit, whether I like your nose or you don't like my nose, it doesn't matter. We have to sit together, associate, face to face, and talk, and listen. Not just talk at a devotee, talk to a devotee. And then listen what he has to say. Respond to that. Not again push down the throat, your opinion. No. You can make your point, but the association, some relationship must be there. That's cooperation. And that's what we did this year. It's such an important event in our movement that all the leaders were factually sitting and listening and associating. So inspiring. So I don't want to go over time. We have a couple of minutes for questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gop Premanande. Hare Hare. Do we have any comments? Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. Would you be so kind as to list the 8 reasons why the organizations fail? The 8 reasons why religious organizations fail, a little slowly, so I can write it down, please.
I'm at your service. See, practical example. First, something else went on in my mind, but you know, we have to learn to associate, to respect each other. See yourself as a servant. Okay, so I give you not just religious organization, any project. These are the main reasons why they fail. Are you ready? First one, undefined objectives and goals. Second, poorly defined roles and responsibilities, poor management, team weaknesses, lack of management commitment, poor communication, insufficient resources, funding and personnel, ignoring project warning signs. So that's from the mundane world, and we can definitely learn from that. Of course, our main reason why any project in Krishna consciousness fails is related to many things. Foremost, of course, spiritually, we don't follow sadhana properly, don't chant our rounds. If we don't keep Srila Prabhupada in the center, there's so many reasons why. But that's from the mundane, you know, side, and we can definitely learn from that because it's so much related to relationship. We cannot, yeah, okay, a little more.
Maharaj, thank you very much for a wonderful class. I was just wondering, when we are cooperating, there are so many different viewpoints as to which way we should go. What is the proper spiritual way to figure out which way we go and go there without alienating people who have different opinions of where we should go?
See, when everything is based on affection, friendship and affection, then Krishna will help. But if we, you know, place ourselves, our ego, too much in the center, very difficult. But when the relationship is proper, then Krishna will help, Krishna will empower such a relationship, and he will give direction if needed. And Krishna will definitely help. But provided that relationship is very, very Krishna conscious.
It is very nice to hear that GBC and the leaders are imbibing the mood of Srila Prabhupada as your ever well wisher, that he would always make himself in front of. So this mood and mission is the topmost priority to recapture the vitality of the movement, and it will go a long way.
That's your comment. Yeah, thank you. Yes, it will go a long way. One last question, then we run out of time.
When devotees are living together, how can they balance strong commitment to personal sadhana and making time for relationships with those devotees with whom they're living?
That relationship begins, of course, with the practicing together. That's also relationship. We chant our japa together. Of course, unless there might be some health reasons or whatever. But as much as possible, we must practice together spiritual life. That's already relationship. Chanting together, taking prasadam together. And of course, outside these programs, we should always endeavor to work on our relationships. So that can be done in so many different ways. Doing service together, managing together, preaching together. Or just sitting together and, you know, talking, revealing one's mind. Also depends on the different categories of Vaishnavas. And some might be more advanced than you, so that's a different relationship. Some are more or less on your level, it's a different relationship. Some are less advanced, different relationship. And one purpose Srila Prabhupada writes, figure out how to behave in our Krishna consciousness according to the different relationships, categories of devotees, then we will become happy in Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much for your attention and patience. Hare Krishna.